Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The text for our sermon this morning is our epistle reading from Paul's second letter to Timothy, chapter 1. In the summer of 1861, a Union Army soldier named Sullivan Ballou sat down to write a letter to his wife, Sarah. The Army was getting ready to move out, and in case something should happen to him, he wanted to send one last word to his wife back in Rhode Island. In this letter, he spoke tenderly of the love that they have for one another. He talked about their two sons, Edgar and William. He spoke about the cause for which he was fighting. A few days after writing this letter to his wife, the Union Army met the Confederate Army at what would be called the First Battle of Bull Run. Major Ballou was killed in the fighting. But the letter that he wrote did make its way back to his wife, Sarah, in Rhode Island. In his life, he had been a lawyer, a politician, an officer in the United States Army. But the thing that Major Sullivan Ballou is most known for today is that last letter that he wrote his wife. If you had the chance to figure out ahead of time what your last words would be, what would you say? What words would you leave your loved ones with to hear or read or remember you by after you are gone? It's very common for soldiers like Major Ballou to write letters to their loved ones before they go into battle. So if you were to write a letter like that, what would you talk about? What would you say? Paul's second letter to Timothy is a letter like that. Now, Timothy was not Paul's literal son. Paul did not have any children himself, but Timothy was very dear to him as a son in the faith. In fact, at the beginning of the letter, he even calls Timothy, "my beloved child." Paul had first met Timothy in the city of Lystra. Timothy was already a Christian when Paul met him, the son of a Christian mother and a pagan father. Paul was so impressed with young Timothy when he met him that he asked Timothy to accompany him as he continued on his missionary journey. And so Timothy accompanied Paul on his travels, and the two grew close like father and son. After spending years traveling with Paul and learning from him, Timothy was made the pastor of the Christian church in the city of Ephesus. So Timothy is in Ephesus as the pastor of the church there. When Paul is writing this letter, he's probably in Rome, 1,000 miles apart. Paul knows that he is now an old man, and the end of his own life is near. Timothy, though, is still a fairly young man at this point who will likely live for a long time yet. Paul hopes that they'll be able to see each other again one more time, but who knows if that will happen or not. So he writes Timothy a letter telling him the things that Paul wants him to know and remember after Paul himself is gone. But Paul's letter is not just for Timothy, because he was writing by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Paul's letter is also for you and me today as well. So Paul says to Timothy, "I am reminded of your sincere faith, the faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure dwells in you as well." As I mentioned already, Timothy did not become a Christian through the ministry of St. Paul. He already was a Christian when Paul first met him. Timothy was a Christian because of his mother and his grandmother. How those two women came to know about Jesus, we are not told. But someone spoke the word of God to them, and the Holy Spirit worked in their hearts to create faith, and they passed that faith on to Timothy. So on a Sunday, when we remember the Lutheran Women's Missionary League, it is good to remember Lois and Eunice. Oftentimes, when we think about mission work, we think about a person going to a faraway land. And that's true. That's part of it. It's fine to think that way. But that's not the only way that the faith gets passed on. It gets passed on through families. Father to daughter, mother to son. And so we thank God this morning for all of the Loises and Eunices in our own lives. Those who have taught us the Word of God. Think for a moment of all those who taught you. Your mom or your dad. Your grandma, your grandpa. Your Sunday school teachers. Your day school teachers if you went to Christian day school. Your pastors who taught you in confirmation and each and every Sunday over the years from this very pulpit, teaching the word, passing on the faith to you, so that now you, in turn, pass that same faith on to the next generation. Parents and grandparents, you teach your children many different things. It is true. But nothing that you can teach them is more important than passing on the Christian faith to them, just as it was passed on to you by your parents and grandparents. With all of the things going on in our busy lives, I know it's easy to lose sight of that. It's easy to leave teaching God's word up to the professionals, the pastors and the teachers. But God's word is for you to pass on, to teach, to talk about, too. So we thank God this morning for you, parents, moms and dads, grandparents, grandmas and grandpas, who are like Lois and Eunice in the lives of your children and your grandchildren. For this reason, Paul continues, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you. Now, we need to pause right there for a moment because that statement sometimes gets misunderstood. But it's actually really important that we understand what Paul is saying. Because to us, when we hear that phrase, fan into flame, we think of some kind of feeling or emotion, because when we use the words he's on fire or he's got a fire inside himself, to us that means he feels some really strong emotion, desire to do something or to have some. But that's not what Paul is talking about at all. If we were to read a little bit farther, we would see what he means. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands, he says. The gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. Paul is talking about Timothy's ordination. Remember, we said Timothy was the pastor of the Christian church in Ephesus. Laying on of hands refers to ordination. Ordination is not something commanded by God, but it is a good practice that goes all the way back to the New Testament, as we see from this very reading. Ordination is a rite or ceremony that recognizes and sets apart a particular man to be a pastor, and Timothy was such a man. To be called and recognized as a pastor is a gift. No one deserves to be a pastor. To be a pastor is a gift to the man and to the congregation that he serves. So Paul is telling Timothy, remember this gift that you have been given. This office that you have been given. Not that you've earned, but you have been given. So don't forget what God has called you to do. To preach the word, to administer his sacraments, and don't be afraid to do it. Well, why would Timothy be afraid? Because up till now, he's always had Paul to lean on. He's always had Paul to back him up. He's always had Paul to go to for help. But Paul's not going to be around much longer. He knows that the end of his own life is closer than it is farther away. He's not going to have Paul's authority to back him up anymore. So what will happen once Paul is gone? Will Timothy become timid and afraid? No, Paul says, be bold. Remember why you're there and do the work that you've been given to do. Or to put it another way, fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hand. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord. Timothy, remember what you have been given to do, and do not be afraid to do it even after I'm gone. Timothy, you are the one who gets to preach and teach the word of God to the Christians there where you are in Ephesus. You get to proclaim the good news that God has saved us not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began. Timothy, to be a pastor is a gift. And as you do not need me to tell you, to have a pastor is a gift. It is all grace, because God is a God who delights in giving gifts to his people. He gives gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation through his word and his sacraments. Certain men are called and set apart in order to proclaim this word and administer these sacraments. That's why Timothy was ordained as a pastor in Ephesus. That's why we have pastors today, to teach and preach that Jesus Christ has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. We started off a few minutes ago thinking about last words and what ours might be. In Paul's last words to Timothy, he talks about Jesus. He encourages Timothy in his calling, so that the faith can be passed down to the next generation, just as it was passed down to him. The Lutheran Women's Missionary League was formed to aid and support pastors and missionaries in their work of doing just that, teaching and passing down the faith. How many pastors and missionaries they have helped since their founding is a number that we will probably never know. But we thank God for their work this morning, just as we thank God this morning for the work of everyone who has passed down the faith to us. We ask for God's strength and help as we in turn pass that faith down to those who follow us. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.